Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Columbus Marathon runners will crowd into downtown Sunday morning for the start of the 40th running of the race. Plenty has changed since that first marathon in 1980, something that our guest knows all about, having run all but one Columbus Marathon. Veteran runner Mike Reynolds joining us in studio this morning. Thanks for your time, sir.
Yeah, thanks for asking me in.
So you've ran 38 of 39. You missed one because of illness in the 1980s. Why do this? Why run pretty much every Columbus Marathon?
Well, basically, I'm from Columbus, Ohio, mm-hmm. So it's my hometown race. And to be honest, it's an easy race for me. I get up in the morning, I come down, ran the race. I was home in the afternoon. So that's basically, and then over the years, it's become a habit.
How has this race changed over the years since 1980?
Well, there's actually been a lot of changes. When I talk to people about the first one back in 1980, there's a lot of changes there. But the big one that most people are stunned by is it costs $7. Mm-hmm. Now, back, if you took that $7 and moved it to today, that's still $20. So money was not a problem. The second thing that you would have noticed was we started at noon. Okay.
Now it's an early morning start.
Yes, because we were concerned about the church crowd. So essentially, at noon we started, and a number of people have told me that they don't remember that. And I said, okay, when we ran through the neighborhoods, what was on the radio? It was the Browns and the Steelers. So it was a Sunday. So as we ran through, so right off the bat, it's noon. If you're in the corrals, we were at Broad and High where we started, mm-hmm. or was it Nationwide? One of the two. It's changed over the years as far as the start and the finish. But essentially, you would notice that nobody had electronics. There's no Garmin watches. There's no cell phones. There's no headphones. They don't exist.
Just running. That's all
we're
doing.
Just all standing around. The other thing you'll notice is we're all wearing cotton and nylon. There's no special tech stuff or
not
whatever.
Not the most breathable.
So everybody is wearing, you know, your basics. Mm-hmm. The gun goes off. One of the other areas, and it's in the, I always keep the entry form. They bragged that there was 5 water stops on the course.
And there's one every mile or so now?
There's 17 now. The mm-hmm. first few miles, they get you through it. There's 17. And when I say there were water stops, there's no Gatorade. There's no goo packets. There's now 2 stations where they hand you food.
Some of those food packets you talk about, even Jolly Ranchers. I ran the marathon a lot of years ago,
yes.
And the thing I remember most was it was a very communal vibe. It was, mm-hmm. you know, people even who weren't working those stands, just regular Joes and Janes handing out candy, handing out water. Is that unique to Columbus, or do you see that everywhere?
Well, no, you see that a little bit. I've received some unique things over life. Last year when I ran over at the Air Force half marathon, there was a man in his front yard cooking bacon. And I mean piles of it.
That's random.
And then other people were handing out. You see this every once in a while. You'll see these little stands with beer. They gave out, I was up in Akron, they gave out Swenson milkshakes, little bit of milkshakes. So it's up to you how you want to consume something you've not consumed normally. But there are people out there handing out different things to eat.
Any improvements you'd like to see organizers make?
I'd like to see more recognition for people who run. Okay, I receive a lot of recognition because I run 38 or 39. But what about the person who's run 5, 10? I mean, 10 is a lot.
Aside from loading carbs or 2 pairs of socks or maybe some strategically placed Band-Aids, do you have any other advice for newbies?
I always say get a friend.
Yeah.
Find somebody else to run with. It's going to be a long day. It's your first one. If you're very good, that's a different situation. But if you're a normal person, find somebody who's a friend and share that situation with them.
The 40th running of the Columbus Marathon happens this weekend. Mike Reynolds will be running the race for the 39th time. Best of luck. I hope you set a PR.
Thank you.